You're born pristine and alone, but it doesn't last. With your first independent breath, your body becomes a cooperative venture with other creatures, a colony, a host. You become infected. The creatures that invade your body are called microbes. Invisible to the eye, so small they have to be measured in millionths of a meter, these tiny organisms are mostly single-celled bacteria. They arrive via the air you breathe, the water you drink, the surfaces you touch, and the food you eat. They colonize your skin, your hair, your mouth, your eyes, your ears, and your intestines. By the time you're an adult, you'll be carrying around about 2 pounds of these creatures, mostly in your gut. In sheer numbers, they'll make up 95% of all the cells in your body, about 10 quadrillion in all. This is a good thing. These microbes are symbionts. Our survival depends on cooperative coexistence with them. Symbionts exist with us in a mutually beneficial relationship. We give them protection and nourishment. They keep our bodily ecology in balance. Outside, symbionts keep our skin tidy, our eyelashes groomed, our armpits from rotting. Inside, symbionts help digest food, produce essential vitamins, and protect us from disease. We couldn't stay healthy without them. Lifestyles of the small and deadly. Many microbes are not symbionts. Some are free-living creatures like us. They putter around the soil, the forest floor, the oceans and streams, our kitchen countertops and toilets. Others inhabit environments too extreme for most other living things: polar wastes, volcanic vents, nuclear reactors, chemical soups. They live, reproduce, and die on their own, doing us no harm. The majority of microbes, however, are neither helpful nor benign, neither symbiotic nor free-living. They are parasites. They live in us or on us at our expense. The original parasites were people, and the term wasn't an insult. In ancient Greece, parasites were religious workers who served at temple feasts. Parasite means beside food. Over the centuries, however, the term changed to describe a professional dinner guest who flattered or amused the host. Eventually, parasite came to mean any creature who takes without giving. In the case of microbial parasites, we are the feasts. Sometimes they only steal a little of our food or energy. Sometimes they alter our lifestyle to ensure their survival. Sometimes they make us get sick or die. Microbial parasites include both bacteria and more complex one-celled creatures called protozoans, plus multi-celled worms and flukes. They also include viruses, vanishingly small creatures that are neither living nor dead. Viruses invade our bodies and replicate, using our cells as fuel and housing. All these parasitic microbes are the unseen part of a much larger visible parasitic world that includes mosquitoes, ticks, leeches, and many kinds of worms. Parasitism, it turns out, is an astonishingly popular lifestyle. There are 4 times as many kinds of parasites on Earth as free livers. Most free-living organisms host several parasites. Many parasites host other parasites, and some of those parasites have parasites of their own. They divide and subdivide the delectable, concentrated food supply of their hosts into precisely defined real estate and fiercely defended turf.